Okay, so back to friendship, of course. Friends do forgive. Friends do let go of being disappointed. All right. The research team noted that if friendship explains most of the benefits to well-being in marriage, then life satisfaction should be higher among those who list their spouse as a close friend. About half of the married and cohabiting couples reported their partner as their best friend. And maybe that's the key connector between the two. In this case, not couples just kind of haphazardly living together, casually living together, but actually living as if married, while at the same time considering the other to be their best friend. I'm not suggesting or even condoning that people live together and not be married. You all know my position on that. I agree with the notion that the couple should be actually married, legally married, especially if they're going to be enjoying sexual activity with each other. But for the whole purpose of their study, these scientists study and discovering who actually experienced life satisfaction, happiness, well-being, their findings showed that it held for married couples and for couples living as if married. Being married or living with your best friend was shown to boost the benefits to well-being even further and were more pronounced for women than for men. The well-being benefits of marriage are much greater for those who also regard their spouse as their best friend. So, back to something that we broached some months ago. Best friends. What do you consider a friend? How would you define or describe a friend? Then, how would you define or describe best friend? Because, of course, now we all know there is a difference. There is a difference between the one who is your friend or the ones who are your friends and the one who is your best friend. So how do you describe that? Or I guess another way we could word it, I hope this doesn't sound, you know, starchy, but what criteria would you say that person needs to fit in order to be considered a friend? What additional criteria would they need to fill in order to be considered your best friend? Now, here's part of the reason that I'm asking us these questions. You know how a lot of times we don't achieve what we really want. We don't get what we really want out of life because we don't talk about it. We just assume. And how easy is it for us to just assume that the person we're dating knows what we're looking for in a friend? Or the person we're engaged to? How easy is it for us to assume that the person we're engaged to, our fiance, knows what I'm looking for in a friend? In fact, how easy is it for us to assume that the person we're engaged to, the person we're already married to, knows we want them to be a friend? You know what? Some of the simplest things will escape us if we don't talk about them. Yeah, so rather than assume, let's get rid of the fear factor. Forget about, you know, taking a chance, risking coming across as being insulting or ignorant. By bringing up the topic of the necessity of talking about your friendship. Talk about it. What is a friend to you? And again, whatever way you want to word it, how would you define? This is the way I would define friendship. This is the way I would describe friendship. These are the things that a person needs to be to me in order to be a friend to me. however you want to put it, however it works for you. And once you've gotten that clear in your own mind first, then let's keep baking this cake. What do I need to do to have a best friend? What would constitute a best friend? I know now how I view a person as being a friend. How do I view a person as being a best friend? And the two of you need to have that discussion. This is what I see as a friend. This is what I see as a best friend. And then what else do you need to discuss about that? I mean, think about the obvious. For real. Think about the obvious. And I guarantee you, once we have nailed down what the obvious is, I guarantee you, most of us would say, wow, you know, I haven't covered that. Think about this. We need to be able to describe a friend. We need to be able to describe a best friend. Then what do we need to do? We need to determine whether or not we are going to be friends to each other. And then if we decide, hey, you know what? Let's just skip that. Let's go right to best friends. All right, cool. We need to determine whether or not we're going to be best friends to each other. All right, how do we do it? Go right back to that criteria. This is the way I define best friend. And you know what? You may find that you and your partner have some things in common that you see as being best friends. There may be some things that you hold differently as being best friends. You may not have 100% agreement on the description of a best friend. Don't worry about that. Don't argue over that. Nope. Don't start fussing and fighting over becoming best friends. Don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do it. Look, all you're doing is you're discovering how to build your relationship. So here's the thing. Recognize you don't necessarily have to agree 100% on what a best friend is. The lady needs to know how her husband is a best friend to her. And that may be a little different, in some ways very different, from the best friend relationship she had with one of her friend girls. The man needs to know how his wife will be a best friend to him. And that may be a little different than the best friend relationship he had with a friend guy. This is how I need you to be a best friend to me. And then the other spouse says, okay, and this is how I need you to be a best friend to me. And whatever the criteria is for her, he fulfills it. Whatever the criteria is for him, she fulfills it. Okay, this wasn't really important to me from a best friend, but this was important to my spouse. And each of them is saying that. This will be important to my spouse, and so I'm going to be this to my spouse, even though it's not important that my spouse be that to me. What is the best friend? Happiness.